PlayStation Show UK starts.
Episode number 7 of the PlayStation Show UK podcast is open for business now. Hello, my name is Murray2011, your host for this evening, and joining me this evening we have Zona Ripper.
Good evening, everyone.
And here comes Bod.
Good evening.
And Bunker Cougar.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Before we get started, there's a couple of things we need to talk about our podcast moving.
Right? Yes.
We're recording on a Monday evening. So it might be out a little bit later in the week.
We're still going to try and push it out for Wednesday if I can. Okay. Obviously not to confuse anyone, so I'll do my best
quite
to get
confused.
It out. But you're always confused.
Yeah.
Do you actually know what you're doing here?
No, I just wandered in by mistake, actually.
Yeah, see.
Wandered into our Skype call.
Yes.
Yeah. And I seem to manage to do it every week.
You do. Gate crash. No matter how much a ban I try to put on you.
Yeah, you'd think you'd lock the door or something.
Right.
Also, because now we're doing it on a Monday, we should have done this before, really, but Bod's new releases is now going to be the week coming up rather than the week that's been.
So being released this week?
Yes.
Right, I like the way you always tell me these things, you know, like right now, rather than, you know, in advance.
Hey.
That was the plan.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Oh, right.
So you better get that ready then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing I know what I'm doing.
Really?
Really?
No, not really. I lied. Right, well, this week I'm going to go with what's come out on the Friday just gone, and what's coming out next Friday.
Oh, okay.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Possibly.
Yeah. Lost you.
Yeah. Shall we first talk about maybe what we went to see at the cinema on Saturday?
Yes, 3D porn. Oh! Was that just me? Sorry.
Mila Djokovic, or how you pronounce her name?
Yes. Amelia Choke on a Dick.
Well, he was actually Resident Evil Afterlife in 3D.
Yeah.
But I didn't really notice too much 3D, to be honest with you.
You didn't notice?
No, not really.
Okay. I noticed.
It wasn't that prominent.
Right.
There wasn't loads of it, but there was some 3D bits in there.
But then again, you also didn't notice that the picture was hanging off the air, off the bottom.
I did notice at the beginning when they put out the name of the city they were in, it was hanging off the bottom. But to be honest with you, it was a tiny little bit, and it didn't really bother me. And like you went storming out of the cinema to go and talk to somebody.
I didn't storm out.
Yes, you
out.
Did.
I just
storm out. You kind of got up and went, oh, no one else is fucking bothered, and stormed out of the cinema. I'm like, what was he talking about? Did I miss something? Have we insulted him and I didn't realise?
I'll come back.
You did storm out, well, though. You still come back.
I didn't storm out. I just went to ask someone to sort it out. Anyway, your pony, you got free tickets out of it.
Yeah, thanks for that. But anyway, yes, the film, anyway. Everyone enjoy it?
Yeah.
I did.
Yes.
I didn't.
Billy? Why not?
I lied, yeah, it's good.
No.
And spoiler alert, it ends on another cliffhanger for another film to be made. Every single Resident Evil movie.
Yeah. How many do you reckon they're going to do?
I don't know. It might end up being like the Carry On series. Carry On Up Your Zombie.
I'd watch it.
Of course you would. It's got zombies in it.
Yes. Anyway. It was good. But moving on.
Weren't enough zombies, though, like I said on the evening, for me.
Yeah. I thought it had gone a bit Matrix-y as well.
Hmm.
You know that
slow-mo movement and dodging bullets.
And you know that fight sequence at the beginning, that really good fight sequence that Bod missed?
Yeah.
That was probably the best fighting sequence I've ever seen.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, it probably was.
It made it better the fact there was like hundreds of Mila Djokovic's running around.
Yep.
In black cats, skin-tight leather cat suits, you know. What more could you want?
Right. How about Ali Nata running around in a skin tight outfit?
Yeah, but there wasn't hundreds of her running around, was there?
Yeah, but she's fitter.
Let's just move on.
Like you turn either of them down.
I wouldn't have turned the zombies down at this point.
Right, Bod, what's been released last week and this week?
Okay. Right, PlayStation 3, last week, or Friday just gone. We've got Hawks 2.
Oh, yes.
Tom Clancy's Hawks 2.
Mm. Okay, sorry.
Hey, the full name, please.
Right, will Tom Clancy get a bit pissy if I don't?
If you're going to do your job, we give you one job on this show, please do it. For God's sake, put some effort into it and do it right.
Right, but I didn't ask for this job. You gave it to me. If you want something done properly, do it yourself.
Right, is this where I was going to go? Because I can hang up on you now. And we just call an end to the podcast. Thank you for...
Who are you going to hang up on?
All of us.
Yeah, I hang up on all of you.
Right, so do we need to talk about this game, or shall I just move on?
Well, none of us got it, I don't think, so...
No, none of us got it, though. No. Okay. The demo, I didn't like it that much. Carry on.
Okay, we've got Ruse, or R.U.S.E.
Which stands for?
Ruse.
Are you sucking elephants? Stands for?
No, I'm not.
Sorry.
It's just called Ruse, okay?
Okay. Move compatible?
Yes.
Okay. Anything good?
You might like this, I don't know. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Actually, this sneaked up on us, I think.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
Because I wasn't expecting it out, and then Murray just said it was out in the shops this week, and I thought it was coming out at the end of the year with sort of Christmas time, but obviously not.
You getting it?
Don't know. Exactly, I haven't really looked much into it to sort of... I haven't seen anything about it, to be honest.
There hasn't really been any hype for it.
And they ran around punching people in the face.
Okay.
Is that it, or is there more to it?
That's it. The whole game is running around punching people in the face.
Do you swing from buildings?
And making funny little quips.
No, it's not free roaming, is it? It's like,
no.
Not like the last Spider-Man games.
No, it's all like mission based, isn't it?
Right, fine. I probably won't pick it. I'll probably rent it.
Okay. Next, Bud.
Well, that was it for last Friday.
Okay. Right. So what we've got to look forward to?
Right.
Quite a bit of stuff.
Coming out on 17th September. There's that thing. What's it called?
Connect?
Oh, yes.
No, it's gone.
Motion. Something.
Oh, I know. It's a PlayStation Move.
Ah.
Now, I personally don't know anything about it, so you'll have to fill me in.
Really?
No, of course not really. Right, so do you want the whole list?
Yes.
List of Move.
Controller, Action Controller, Starter Pack, Move Sports Champions, You can get a bundle with the PlayStation Move Starter Pack, PlayStation Move Charging Station, Crown PlayStation Eye Clip, PlayStation Move Start the Party, PlayStation Move Racket Sports, Venom PlayStation Move Dual Charging Dock, Venom PlayStation Move Gun, and various other things.
Okay, what about the games themselves?
Okay, I think I mentioned Sports Champions.
Yep.
There's also Start the Party, Racket Sports, iPet Move Edition.
sorry, he's done a ripple. We're boring you.
I'm sorry, I just forgot where I was there for a second. do continue.
I don't know, I'm a little bit offended by this.
Good, so you should be.
Yeah, put some bloody effort into it.
Roy, what else do you want? I just told you what's coming out.
Just liven it up a little bit, for God's sake. Smile when you say it. You know, let's hear your smile.
Right, you'll never see or hear me smile, okay? God.
Yeah, I got you to
especially
smile
when
the other
you
night.
Talk to me like that. That wasn't a smile, that was a grimace.
You're only one step away from being Arthur Geese. Wait, tangent here. Seriously, man. The hell is wrong with you, Arthur Geese? You just found out you want to fucking commit suicide all the fucking time. Jesus Christ, you're just such a fucking manic depressant, and you hate every single game that comes out unless it's an Xbox exclusive, and you suck their fucking arsehole. Okay, moving on.
Okay, what just happened?
Don't worry. Just forget I heard it.
I mean, that was built up tension.
That's been building up for a while, though.
Are you bipolar, by any chance?
No, but I like the mints.
Right.
Continue.
I've got nothing more to say on this.
Kung Fu Rider?
Yeah, but I'd have to change the page to get any more stuff.
Like the Shoot and Racket Sports Move. Jesus Christ.
Right. Thanks for that, bud.
You're welcome.
Right. Now let a professional show you how it's done. Murray?
I would, okay. But there's none here.
We're going to move into the PlayStation Store releases for last week, the 8th of September. We have 5 iPet avatars, 20p each, bargain.
Yeah, I've got everyone in.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got all of them, yeah. Okay.
There's also a Gaze backdrop.
Gaze?
Yeah.
Well, as in really gay people?
Yeah, lots of gay
people. No, G-A-Z-E, Gaze.
Oh, Gaze. Oh, right, okay.
And it's just like a selection of like women that stare at you different from... you should have a look. There's a preview on it, Bod. You might want to get it.
Yeah, I remember looking at this one, actually.
Okay. Did it take your fancy?
No, it was just their faces.
Right, okay. If it had been the other end, would you got it?
When you say the other end? Yeah.
No, I don't mean the feet. Yes.
Boobs is where it's all at.
Okay, fair enough. Next is a dynamic theme, Zombies on TV.
Oh, Bod must have got that.
Yeah, I didn't.
You call yourself a zombie fan.
No, I don't call myself a zombie fan. I hate zombies. That's why they all must die.
There's also a few other themes, including the Shank one.
Mm-hmm.
Some movies. More Guitar Hero rock band and SingStar stuff. Next is a DLC pack for pack number 2 for Transformers War for Cybertron.
That's not well expensive, isn't it? Is that like
$7.99
for
it includes let's have a look.
It's one character, isn't it? And
5 new maps.
Yeah.
Horizon Sector, Metropolis, Pulse and Static.
Okay.
Escalation modes. And 2 new characters.
Okay.
Zeta Prime and Dead End. I don't know who Dead End is. I've never heard of that one before. It's a little bit expensive. But it is Activision games, so what do you expect?
Yeah, I suppose.
Can we just take a moment to, worry about Bobby Kotick again for his lack of money? Okay, remember that. Planet Mini Golf, Stronghold Island, Panel 59. Did you get this, Zona Ripper?
I didn't, no.
No?
No.
It's got 4.51 stars in the store.
That's because I'm waiting for the Move support to come out, you see.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Understandable. Make the game harder than it already is.
Exactly, yeah.
Next is Jimmy's Vendetta DLC for Mafia 2.
Yeah, did you download that again?
No, because I already got it for free.
Yeah, well, you know, not to pay for it again. Because you're loaded.
Five out of five stars for the next thing, which is in store. $3.99. Puzzle pack, game pack for Buzz. Anyone interested in that?
No.
Brain teasers and stuff like that in there?
No.
Okay. Next, we have Dragon Age Origins Witch Hunt. The final DLC for it, apparently, which has Morrigan. She's the sexy chick that's played by Claudia Black. Nobody interested in that? Because you guys don't have any... don't like fun, so I don't have Dragon Age. I understand.
Yeah.
Next is Top Gun, the game, $7.99. Anyone interested?
I very nearly didn't buy that.
So you bought it? Is that what you're saying?
No. I refused to buy it.
Why? You don't want to, you know, run around with the Mavericks, you know, check to goose on there?
What, and start dancing around on the beach in our underwear?
Yeah.
No.
Drive your motorcycle really fast?
No.
No. Okay. Then there's episode 23 of First Play.
Got that. Said
little thing about blood... stone and a dynamic theme, and that's a bit rubbish.
Yep.
And we're on to demos. Now, I hope everyone done their homework. The first one was A Quantum Theory. Did we all play this?
Did you say Gears of War?
It got 2.23 stars out of 5.
That's generous.
So obviously, Zona Ripper, you played it, Bod.
Yes,
I played it. Do you want my thoughts?
And Funky Cougar?
Yeah.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Did you play it? Yeah. Okay, what did everyone think of this shit game?
Okay.
Did anyone actually finish the demo before we...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You did? No. You're a better man than I am.
Yes, I am. It's good you could admit that.
Does it end after the boss fight?
Yes, it does, yeah.
See, I died during the boss fight and turned it off.
I didn't even get to the boss fight.
Okay.
Shall I tell you what happened to me?
You died?
I was going through. I got to the bit where the woman starts helping you.
Yep.
Then you go around the corridor and you have to kill them all to open that door, don't you, at the end?
Yep.
As you get towards the end, these people start helping you, don't they? And she kind of yells people are helping you.
They sort of start fighting amongst themselves, I think.
Yeah. And then I went through the door, and there's this guy was shooting at me, and these two little midget guys with, like, long claw hands dropped through the ceiling. And she said, oh, they're helping us. So they kill this beast that's shooting at me. I think, oh, that's nice of them. They come running over to me, and I'm not prepared because they're supposed to be my friend. And they kill me. So I think, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I'll turn it off.
Right, so you had a hissy fit.
I'm just thinking, if they're going to say they're going to be my friends, then why make them say they attack me after they've killed the bad guy?
Yeah, but there's lots of people that call you your friends, but they're not actually your friends.
Mm. Yeah, they stab you in the back when you're not around.
Yeah.
Who are we referring to here?
Don't know.
Uncle Kuga, what did you think of this rubbish game?
It was pretty awful.
Really. Yeah.
I thought he was going to say you're going to buy it day one.
Yeah, I might just buy it.
What do you do? Go into game, buy a copy, open it up in front of him, snap the disc in half. Like, this is what I think of this game. Throw it back in their face.
Why wouldn't you buy it, break it, and then send it to the developers?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Just say, here you go, I brought your game, have it back, because it's shit.
Well, do you know anyone know when this game's coming out? Maybe they've got time to improve it.
We'll start again from scratch.
I don't think it's out till November, to be honest.
There you go, they've got 2 months.
Right, and you think they're going to be able to do very much in that time?
You never know.
They've got a lot of work to do, let's face it.
Being a bit more like optimistic, they might just be like a really early build of the game, a demo purpose of game, you know, just to show you kind of the basic gunplay of it, and that was it.
Well, it did seem very jumpy to me.
Yeah. It didn't seem very, like, very textured either, did it? It was very bland, all the levels and stuff, wasn't it? Like, there wasn't much detail.
Yeah, but that's where the Gears of War thing, because that was quite dark and just sort of...
Yeah, but it was detailed. That's what I'm saying. This just seemed like there was just one colour on the wall and that was it.
Mm. I will say it had one redeeming feature.
Yeah.
That was when you got, like, a headshot on one of the bad guys, they properly exploded. It was like, it would zoom in and slow it down, and they properly explode. That was quite satisfying. But apart from that, it wasn't good.
See, but again, yes, it was satisfying, but then if you're playing through that game after a couple of hours, is that just going to get annoying?
No.
You say that now.
Right. Okay. I did say it was still a bad game.
Okay, next, on to the next demo, which is a Worms 2 Armageddon. We're not really going to... Should we not talk about this till we've actually get into what we've been playing?
Well, yeah. And it's pretty fair to say most of us played it, so...
Okay. Right. Next, on to minis. One mini out this month. It is Flying Hamster. Right. Has anyone watched the preview for this?
I actually brought it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, okay. I didn't buy it, but I looked. Yeah.
Okay.
But it does.
Shall I go through it already?
Yeah, okay.
Take control of Newton, the flying hamster, in this action frenzy horizontal shooter. Fly to save your girl across six levels full of variety foes, animals, robots, and aliens, and beat the most ruthless bosses with any item you may find along the way.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
That does.
Right? Mm. Okay, we've got the bullet points. 6 unique environments packed with fun, from sunflower fields to big Japanese cities or crazy ancient Egypt.
So whole 6?
Yeah, a whole 6.
How do they fit
8
that into a mini?
Weapons scattered among the levels.
Oh,
more than 35 different enemies. There you go, they're in brackets. Sneaky penguins, anti-air cows, exploding foxes, ninja squirrels, and toaster robots.
Right, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just from the way you described it.
Exploding foxes. Oh,
fantastic.
My God.
Right, there's 6 levels. And there's 6 dreadful and unpredictable bosses to go with them.
I'm actually drooling a little.
Okay. There's also a neat and powerful soundtrack made from catchy tunes and killer guitar solos. And I'm guessing when you finished it, there's the last feature, an unlockable hard mode specifically designed for the veteran players.
This is sounding good.
Yep.
So you think I should buy it, really, shouldn't I?
I think you should. Sounds like the best game ever invented.
I think so. Exploding foxes. Seriously.
Exploding foxes, yep.
And 6 whole levels.
6 whole levels.
I think we need to move on. I'm getting too excited.
Okay. Playing? Yes, what have you been playing?
Yes, sorry, yeah, go. What have you been playing?
Jeez. Okay, wake up.
Sorry.
To be fair, you did break up when you said it.
Who wants to go first?
Me, Bunker Cougar.
Go on then.
Yeah, I'll go first. Been playing Borderlands. We've all got.
Borderlands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Seriously?
We all played this on Friday, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
How are you enjoying it then, Bunker Cougar?
I really like it.
What level have you got up to now?
I got up to level 25 now.
I take it that's further than Bod. You're not that high now, are you, Bod?
About 22 or 23.
You really should play it more, then you can get up the levels.
Yeah, I can't get into it, to be honest.
Me and Zonal Ripper have played it loads trying to get level up, haven't we?
Yep.
Played it really well getting all the levels.
Right, and you haven't been doing this this boosting thing that you were talking about last week.
Boosting thing.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
That would be a yes, then. What level are you on?
I have been shooting the bad guys until I get leveled up.
Right, so what level are you on?
46.
46.
Yes.
And Zonal Ripper, what are you?
I've been shooting the hell out of the bad guys as well. You know, doing my tactics, and I think I'm 44 now.
I see.
We're just good at the game, Bud. That's all it is.
You've either got it or you haven't. And I'm...
And we have got it.
I'm offended.
We're just too hot to handle.
Right.
We rock the Casbah.
Okay, what the hell is a Casbah anyway?
You don't have it, so we can't tell you.
Right, but I might want to get one.
But you can't, because you're not hot enough.
No, but you need to be able to have the skill to be able to know what it is.
Right, well, how would I know if I don't know what it is?
You just know.
Well, because you have the skill. You just know.
Okay, I'm confused.
Okay.
Right, so, carry on, Bunker Cougar, sorry about that.
I've been playing Dead Space as well. Carried on. I've got to a second playthrough now. So.
Second playthrough.
Are you doing it hard difficulty? Yeah.
No, not at the moment.
No. Just trying to rack up the trophies.
Yeah,
trophy war. Sorry, it's like Tourette's, I just slipped out.
Sorry, Bunker Cougar, what were you saying?
I was just trying to get the ones that I missed, like, the first time through. Because I couldn't be bothered to get all the ones that I could first time.
Couldn't be bothered?
No.
You're not a real trophy whore if you couldn't be bothered.
That's well said.
But Bunker Cougar has never admitted to being a trophy whore, though.
No.
Yeah, just because you don't admit it doesn't mean that you aren't.
Yeah, well, I think, like Murray said, everyone is a trophy whore inside.
Yeah, but not to the extent of some people.
Yeah, but you're still a trophy whore. If you're not a trophy whore, you're just a whore.
Well, I am a whore.
Yeah.
Okay, getting this podcast back on track. What else have you been playing, Bunker Cougar?
A bit of Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 2. Playing that again.
Still?
Yeah.
How many times have you prestiged it now? Have you done it anymore or not?
Twice. I've prestiged. And I'm getting close to the third now.
Oh my word. What level are you then?
About level 42 this time. So.
Jeez.
I think that's higher than what I got to in the whole game.
Yeah, and I've like played it in total like 7 days and 18 hours or something like that.
Nice.
Nice.
You realise you're not going to get those 7 days back?
No, no. Mm.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I've just been playing those.
Okay. Do you want to go next, Bod?
Okay. Am I allowed to mention the rival console?
If you want a smack.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
What, the Wii?
Right. Well, I will point out that I went round Murray's house to play on the rival console.
Seriously?
Yes.
You're leading him astray, Murray.
He actually came round to my house to play this game specifically.
Yes, after buying the original Dead Rising for someone else so I could play it round his house, I went round Murray's and played Dead Rising 2 Case 0.
Murray, did you charge him to play it?
Hang on, I've got a thought. We may be trophy whores, but I think you're a zombie whore. You're obsessed by him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
I'm not denying it.
Okay. So what did you think of it?
Awesome. But then you knew I was going to say that anyway, surely.
Well, yeah, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so looking forward to Dead Rising 2 now, more than ever.
Which has been delayed now, hasn't it?
Shut up.
isn't it like December 2011, isn't it?
Sounds related.
Yeah, to everyone else, but I'm getting mine early because they know how much I love it. I wrote them a letter saying, please delay it for everyone else, but, you know, just let me play it. And they were like, yeah, sure.
You're going to be playing it every day until December 2011 anyway, so...
Pretty much.
Well, you thought it was awesome. Other than that, any other thoughts on it?
Wasn't long enough.
Well, I mean, it's just like a little taster, wasn't it?
It was a little prick tease, was it?
Yeah.
What did you think of the new mechanic of blending weapons together?
It's difficult, a bit early to say, because there was only about 8 or 10 that you could actually do on the demo, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's not a demo.
Well, it's sort of a demo.
No, because that won't feature in the full game, because it was just a lead up to it.
Blah, blah, blah. It was a demo, okay?
It wasn't a demo.
Demo!
Don't a ripper.
Just get on with it.
Sending you psychic thoughts through the airwaves.
Tell you what, if you don't pack it in, you're both off, alright?
Look, I'm right here, okay? It's not me who's being a bitch.
It's all a matter of perspective as to who's right, and from my perspective, I'm right.
It's not a demo. Fuck's sake. What the hell is wrong with you?
Right, should we move on?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, I won't go into too much detail about the other games, because I've been playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. I completed the single-player campaign, so I'm done with that now.
What?
What?
Did you get all the trophies?
No.
Are you going to go back again?
No.
Isn't that hard?
Right, but I'm not going to.
So you're going to sell the game?
I think I got the main ones. The only one of significance I didn't get was those MCOM stations you have to blow up.
They're not hard to find. There's a guide online.
Right, I couldn't be bothered to go through the guide.
Did you blow up all the right amount of buildings?
No.
The trophy? So you haven't got more than
No, I did say no.
You're letting the side down, aren't you?
Right. But I'm not, because I'm on my side.
We're a trophy hall podcast, and all you do is whinge about trophies. All you've been doing is giving us attitude this evening. You're fired.
Yes, but you know, you're biased towards trophies.
You're fired.
I'm here to balance things out a little bit for the people that aren't trophy holders.
You're fired.
So what other games have you been playing?
Prince of Persia, still playing that. Getting very bored with that now.
Why?
I just go through one room and then, you know, they do a little bit where they pan through the next sort of room to show you roughly where you need to go. And it's just the same thing over and over again.
Bud.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Please, for Christ's sake.
Right. I think if anyone's being argumentative, it's you.
How dare you, sir?
If you just accept that I don't like it that much, it's okay, but once I've played through it, that's it, I'm done with it.
No platinum going then?
No.
So no trophy mention then?
No.
Jeez.
Right, am I allowed to mention Worms 2 Armageddon at this point?
If that's the last one on your list, yes.
It's not quite the last one on my list.
Well, then go to the next one, then.
Okay. So go to the last one on my list and then come back to this one.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, well, despite the fact I've completed it about 10 times now, I played Resident Evil 5 again.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody wanted my help.
I've got a question. After playing it 10 times through, don't you think that going through into a room and seeing it all is the same thing over and over again?
No, because I'm doing it in a different way.
Really? You're walking into a room backwards?
sideways? Basically, I got a message yesterday from Zonal Ripper saying, can you help me? I really need your help. I'm going to cry. You know, that sort of thing. And I felt sorry for him, so I thought, I better do it, you know.
Yeah, thanks, man.
If anything, I'm feeding your trophy habit, which is possibly a bad thing.
I'm not. I'm doing it for the experience, not the trophies.
Right. And when I asked you if you wanted to get the platinum for it, what did you say?
Most probably.
Okay.
And what was the quickest route?
There is no quick route. You're going to have to play it probably at least 3 times. Because you've got to sort of upgrade all the guns and stuff. And that takes a hell of a lot of money.
So is there no boosting?
Not really. The only thing you really do would be there's a certain level where you pick up quite a lot of money. You could replay that level over and over again.
Thanks.
Oh.
Isn't there a way of making it so you can keep getting them eggs off of each other over and over again so you can sell them all?
There was some sort of weird... I don't think it was just eggs. I think it was...
Anything, yeah.
Anything. Well, you can't give each other. You can't give each other guns on that game. You can give each other ammo.
But you can give each other stuff that you can have. You can sell in the shop to get loads of money.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that works. So, if Zonal Ripper wants to do that, he'll have to find out how to do it himself.
Yeah. It's something along the lines of you have to give someone something out of your inventory, and then you both quit out, but one of you doesn't. The one that gave something away doesn't save it, so you don't actually lose it out of your inventory. So then when you go back in the game, you've both still got it.
Okay.
Right. You see...
What?
You won't want to do that. You'll have to work out how to do it first.
Right, okay. I think we got five.
What was your last game then?
Right. Worms 2 Armageddon.
Yes.
You ate it, didn't you?
What?
Did you hate it?
Right, why would you say that?
I don't know, because...
Apparently I'm argumentative, so I had to bait you.
Oh, right, fair enough. Then yes, I hate it. Aha, now I'm agreeing with you. That's confused him.
Right, so who of us have got this then? Hands up.
Sorry, 2011 has. I've got my hand up.
You got your hand up. I've got my hand up.
I've got my finger up. Does that count?
The more pressing question is, what have you got your finger up?
Your mum.
Okay.
Dear.
You are in a funny mood this evening, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay, Bunga Kuga, did you pick up?
I haven't got the full game. I got a demo and I played that.
Okay, you like it?
The demo.
I'm going to get the game eventually.
Okay.
When?
I don't know. Tomorrow, perhaps.
Peer pressure. Okay. But the rest of us have got it, and I think it's fair to say we all enjoy it. So.
Mm.
Even if I do get my ass kicked all the time.
Nothing I like more than blowing Bod's worm. Up. Blowing Bod's worm up. Sorry.
So you broke up there.
Yes, I enjoy that too. It's...
Paused in the wrong place there.
Have you played much of the single player campaign?
Yes.
I'm up to level 20-odd.
20 already?
I'm up to 26.
It's kicking my ass.
I've only done about 8 levels.
I'm up to 26, and I've done 2 of the 31 to 36. You sound confused.
Right. Well, anyone who doesn't know what you're talking about, that wouldn't make sense.
Why not? Okay.
Basically, in the shop in this game, because you use get money when you do stuff, you can buy items of hats or weapons. You can also buy the last, was it 5 levels in the single player campaign?
Yes.
Which is level 35, 31 to 36.
Yes.
Well, 31 to 35.
Mm. Okay. Yes, I've done 2 of those.
And are they hard?
They are. A bitch. For example, I think it's level 32. You have to get from one side of the map to the other. All you've got is Dragon Punch and girders. And you have to get over there to kill the other worm while he's got airstrikes.
Nice.
Yes. It was a pain in the ass. Oh, well, sorry, and there's loads of mines.
You have girders?
No, you've got 5 girders. There's mines everywhere. And, of course, it's not just a flat level. It's up over rooftops and stuff like that. So, all I'm going to say is good luck with that one.
I look forward to that level, then.
Yeah. I think that might make you break your controller.
So why have you not done very much in the single player then, Bod?
Well, I started doing some last night, but then I got distracted having to play Resident Evil.
You loved it.
Yeah, I did, but still. That's why I haven't got very far.
Okay.
I've bought all but 2 weapons now in the shop.
Have you used the Armageddon yet?
Yes. I haven't bought it, but I have used it.
Oh, right, okay.
I got the trophy for using all the items and weapons by going into the firing range and just using them one after the other.
Oh, right.
So are we going to add that, Worms? We didn't really go that in-depth into it, did we?
Not really.
Well, do you want to go more in-depth?
It's worms, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just worms. What more can you say? Everyone
it's
knows what worms.
To Armageddon.
I'm oh, sorry. Yeah, this is, so there's some more weapons, and you can customize your worms.
Oh yes, there is also PlayStation exclusive little hats that the worms can wear, isn't there?
There is. Yeah.
Hellgast helmet, Sackboy head, Buzz's hair, and Buzz quiz.
And a frogger hat.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
A frogger hat. It's a hat that makes you look like Frogger from the game Frogger.
Yeah. I don't understand why that's got a... Don't rip it seriously, I'm sending messages through the phone.
Right. Murray, what have you been playing?
I didn't really play much until Friday. I finished Transformers with Zona Ripper on Sunday.
Yep.
Did the story, didn't we? And then got all the... whatever they're called.
Yeah, symbols.
That's the one, symbols, yep. And have you done... Have you finished it now on hard?
No, I've still got just the two levels to do. Or two chapters to do on hard. The final boss on the Autobots level side, and I can't remember his name, but it's the one with, you did tell
Soundwave.
Me. Soundwave. Soundwave, that's the one, where he spits out that little dude.
He spits out three little dudes.
Oh yeah, so I can't even get past one of them, so.
The hell is wrong with you? It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's because I haven't got you to hold my hand.
Do you want me to come and help you?
Yes.
I had to help Bunker Cougar as will you be getting this game, Bod? So I have to help you as well, doing it hard.
No, Dead Rising's out soon, so I'm not going to have time.
Okay, so done that. Then for the rest of the week, up until about I think it was Thursday, I just boosted on Borderlands.
Skillfully played, I think you mean.
Skillfully played Borderlands and. Got from level 27 to level 46 in 3 days.
Nice.
And then, like I said before, we played some Borderlands properly on Friday. I also have been playing more of the Saboteur. I'm getting really bored of this game now.
Just put it down.
It's just never ending, it really isn't.
How many trophies you got left on it?
Let's have a look. 4, 5, 6, and the platinum.
Are they worth it?
Yes, because I've put so much time into this game, they'd be stupid to stop now.
Okay.
So I need to get on there and do it. They've most of them are for blowing stuff up, and. There's one for finding all the monument postcards, and then the last one is for spending a certain amount of contraband. Okay. I'll get there one day.
Does it tell you how many of each thing you've done?
Yeah, but not in a very good way, because the whole map is divided up into sections, areas and different towns it's called, and in the stats it tells you specific to things in each section all together.
Right.
So it's a bit of a mission trying to work out how much you've done. I also completed Sam and Max episode 5 on Sunday.
Was it good?
Yep. Good ending. All done. I missed 4 trophies though.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be playing through all of them again so I can actually get all the trophies. But it was a good game. I really enjoyed it and it was a nice ending.
Okay.
Have you got any further in it, Zona Ripper?
Nope, I've still got 4 and 5 to do.
God. I'm going to slide down. and then obviously we played some Worms the other evening together.
Yep.
I've played a bit more Split Second. I've done Chapter 6 now and I'm on to Chapter 7, or Series 7, however you pronounce it.
I got the trophy for blowing up a certain amount of people using a cooling tower in the one of the levels, which was nice.
Nice.
And then I've been playing a hell of a lot of Shank. And I'm on the last boss.
Already?
Already. And he's a pain in the ass. And I think I might have a lot of trouble trying to beat him. I did try and go through the game on hard to start with, but there is no checkpoints whatsoever, so if you die at any point in the game, the level, you have to go back to the beginning of the level.
Yep.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
So I gave up after level 2 to do it on normal.
Okay. But do we have this theory that if you complete it on easy, you keep your guns and that?
Yeah, yeah, I do keep everything, but I don't think it's going to make much difference. Because the shotgun's the best gun to use anyway, close range, when you get that on level 2 anyway.
Yeah.
And your shank and chainsaw's alright. I've unlocked all the weapons now. I think the last one I got was a katana. Before that, I got some chains to wrap by my hands, which you can basically do close combat garrotting with, which is nice. I also like the move where you can grab the person and then shove a grenade into their mouth and watch them blow up, and then anyone else around them blow up, which is nice.
Yeah.
There was, on the trophy side, there is like 5 bosses to kill who have got trophies. And the boss, the last one I did was a silver trophy, and all the other bosses have been bronze, including the last boss who is only bronze. Which it doesn't make any sense, as he's the one that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I don't think I'm that far. I'm trying to think where I got up to, but...
What was the last boss you fought?
It might have been the Gimp.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was the Gimp, yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted about the Gimp, and I don't know if you noticed that.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like... I can't remember.
Nothing like fighting a Gimp in the morning to wake yourself up, it was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously you guys haven't played it, but one of the bosses you have to fight is a Gimp in a Gimp suit, and there's a cage hanging in the middle of the level that drops out funny little guys with animal heads on, and you have to get the Gimp to grab the animals to distract him, and so he starts hugging them, and then you can go up and kick the shit out of them. It's quite wrong.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah. But I am enjoying the game. It can be infuriating at times, because it is really difficult, even on normal. And really unforgiving, but it is a really good game, and I like the art style as well. It looks gorgeous. What did you think of the art and stuff, Zona Ripper?
Yeah, I loved it. The art style was good, and the gameplay was good, and... Well, I bought it, so it must have been good. Because I said so.
I have noticed that that two-player mode is actually a totally different story.
Is it? But this is just local co-op, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
I think it fleshes out the backstory a little bit, because when I went in to look at it, there was an extra person on the menu screen who the other person plays as, and I didn't know who that was. But now I've got a bit further through the game, he's actually been introduced. So it will probably make sense. Plus, the co-op campaign is called Backstory. So I think it will help flesh out some of the stories that will happen before the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe that's about it.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll start with the quick ones. Worms 2, that we've already mentioned. We've all played some. And Shank. I've played through some of that as well. Resident Evil 5, again, mentioned already. It was a reason, well, not the main reason of wanting to play it. I've had it in my drawer for ages. I started it, and it was just one of those games I needed to get back to and play. And then it did dawn on me the other day that with Dead Rising coming out, I'm not likely to get Bod to help me at all. Which is actually what I said in his message when I messaged him to say, are you likely to help me after Dead Rising has come out, or should I do it before? Which his response was, as soon as possible. So, and that's why we jumped on and done that, and we... I can't remember what chapter did we get up to? 6?
No. Well, it's divided into sections, isn't it? So it's 3.3 or something like that, I think. But yeah, we did about 6 levels.
Okay. So, I don't know how far that is into the game, but...
Well, there's 16 levels altogether. Some short, some quite long.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we went quite far in one night.
Yep. And we're not completely cheating, are we? We're doing the bosses the correct way so far.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not just shooting for you in the rocket launcher.
No.
It can't be cheating if they've put it in the game.
Well, yeah, okay. It was not cheating, but it was only the first boss that we used the rocket launcher on because I'd already done that bit. But the rest we've done the proper way, haven't we?
Yeah.
Why? Isn't it quicker just to use a rocket launcher?
I asked him if he wanted the full experience or whether he wanted me to just, you know, to do it all for him. E.g. shoot a rocket launcher dead in one shot.
Yeah. And I went for full experience.
Why?
Well, just thought, I don't know. The game's good, so I thought might as well just get most of it. I mean, at the end of the day, if the boss is a pain in the arse, then I just get bored to shoot him with a rocket launcher. But I still like to know the proper way to do it.
So you're enjoying it then?
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Did you play Resident Evil 4?
No.
Okay.
the only Resident Evil I played was way back, number one, I think. Can't remember, but... Anyway... Moving on. I think everything's been bloody mentioned. Transformers, as Murray mentioned, we completed that. I played some more after we completed it to do some more of the hard missions, but just got those couple to do.
Have you played any more online on that game?
No. I think... I do think to myself I should get on and do some more of that online, but I just get my ass kicked, though.
You need to find a right transformer that suits you.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, different classes, and you need to find that class that works for you. Because if you use the wrong one, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, true. Maybe.
So I roll with the leader, because he's basically kind of an all-round kind of character. He's got a decent amount of health. There's not flying, so he's got a truck, but, you know, decent weapons. It all depends on what's going to be your strength and weakness.
Yeah.
Have you tried all the different classes?
Yeah, I've played a bit of each class. So normally in the sort of shooting multiplayer games, I always tend to swerve towards sniper.
Yeah.
And there is a class...
Which is the scientist on this, which is the plane ones.
Yeah.
But they're also the weakest. They have hardly any health.
Well, that's the problem. They're obviously the weakest, and the maps aren't really designed around sniping, I don't think.
No, there's too many objects in the way, so you can't sniper across levels.
Exactly. So it's not the best class. So, yeah, maybe... Yeah, I haven't found the right class yet, so... Maybe when they're doing next quadruple weekend...
Let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah, but that's the thing, they don't mention it, do they? It's only when you go in and you see the message scrolling along the top.
Mm.
They don't announce it or anything, so...
Maybe it has it on their website, you never know. You can just quickly have a quick look on their website every now and then.
Yeah. I should do, really. Maybe they're probably on Twitter. Just thinking, actually.
Have a look.
Yeah, have a look. And played a bit of Split Second online... With Murray. We've done some more of that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did that.
Kept
getting beaten by the computer, didn't we?
Yeah, they're such cheats.
They really are cheats so much.
But
even on the easiest difficulty, they cheat so much, don't they?
I do. But I think you went up a few levels, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I'm 80-odd now.
Yeah. And then when we'd finished, I jumped on a ranked match and got my ass seriously handed to me. They're just, well, they'll say they were finishing sort of 15 to 20 seconds in front of me. So I was coming, I came last every time. But I did get a trophy on my very last game for the night, which was the one for jumping or airtime with a total of 5 minutes, which goes across all play modes, so multiplayer and single player. So it's taken a while to get.
You must have played that a hell of a lot more than me, because I'm not even up to 2 minutes yet.
Yeah, but I think when you get towards it, I think it's actually in the last season, there's one course where you do the level changer, and you go across rooftops, so you're jumping every rooftop, you're getting sort of a good 1.5 seconds every jump.
All right.
And if you have to obviously redo that level a few times, which you probably will, then you can rack up a few there.
Do you know if you like did half a race and thought you were doing really shit and then restarted, does all the stuff you've done in that little time count?
I don't know, to be honest, and that's because the stats are shit to look at.
Mm.
They're supposed to be informative, but they don't really tell you that much. Oh, obviously, it tells you, I know, how many miles you've driven or how many, etc., but it needs to be a bit more informative, I think.
It does, yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it. I say everything's been mentioned, really, so I won't drag on anymore.
Okay.
Any reviews for us this week?
Or go to a break, no reviews. I think Bunker Cougar had a topic he wanted to bring up.
What?
You go for it, Bunker Cougar.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, the other day, when I was, like, playing kind of game, that I think that some games that should, like, have extra trophies put onto them.
Okay.
Because have you ever played a game where you've, like, done something and you think there should have been a trophy for it?
Oh, yeah. There's been a few times when I've gone, oh, I've got to get a trophy for that, and nothing.
Because, like, sometimes I've, like, played a game and I thought that there was a trophy for it. I've, like, done all this effort to get something and, like, you don't even get nothing for it. It's, like, really annoying.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I suppose. So you're going to maybe think of any trophies that you think you should have got in a game for doing a specific thing?
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything now.
You want to maybe come back after the break and think about it for a few minutes?
Yes, maybe we can revisit that.
Okay. You happy with that, bud? Are you still there?
Why would I not be here?
Well, I don't know. Have you been a miserable bugger this evening?
I have not.
No.
So are we going to take a short break?
Yep.
And come back with some gaming news.
Gaming news and also mailbag.
Yes, mailbag. And I've got some shout-outs and iTunes reviews to do.
Awesome.
So...
okay, we'll be back after these short messages from our sponsor.
What sponsors?
Just go to the break.
Oh, sorry, okay. Hi, TSUP fans, Zona Ripper here. Unfortunately, the second part of this show has been placed in quarantine. This is due to be infected by zombie talk, bad singing, and dead air. But seriously though, unfortunately, there will be no second part of the show this week. We did record it, but unfortunately it became corrupted. So we apologise for that, and any mailbag and shoutouts will now be done next week. As always, thanks for listening, and tune in next week for episode 8 of TSUP.